Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening and the weekend. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, more women take the lead in making financial decisions, and Amazon adds fuel to the fire. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Women are feeling more confident about taking the lead in financial decisions, although new data from Ameriprise Financial do seem to indicate there is a generation gap.
Boomer women over age 55 were actually the most engaged in their finances, and that's positive because they're getting closer to retirement.
Susanna DeBaca of Ameriprise tells us that's not the case with younger women, especially millennials, adding that some of the urgency for boomer women to step up comes of necessity.
Some of them say they may actually be the more knowledgeable one in their relationship, and they report that they enjoy doing it. So it really depends where you are in that life stage.
DeBaca says the group that's the least engaged in the topic would be Generation X women, who often have a lot on their plate.
They tend to have children, they tend to have aging parents, jobs, so much to juggle, and it's critical then when you're busy that you think about, you know, outsourcing or finding somebody who can help you.
Overall, the study says 41% of those who took part are making financial decisions alone, as two-thirds of that group is either unmarried or divorced. As we continue, Amazon's new smartphone.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Amazon.com is hoping to ignite sales of its new Fire smartphone by including a free year of Amazon Prime worth $99. The basic 32-gig model is priced at $200. The 64-gigabyte version of the Fire goes for $300. The Fire boasts a 4.7-inch screen, a 13-megapixel camera, a 2.2 gigahertz processor, and tangle-free headphones. It also includes a feature called Firefly.
Imagine you see something that you want to buy later. You can point the camera at it. You don't have to look it up. It recognizes it, and you can save it for later and buy it right through the phone.
The Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger says the Firefly feature goes well beyond smartphone sales for Amazon.
It really is about driving commerce through this device, and that seems to be what Firefly is all about. That could be a big game changer for Amazon.
Pre-orders have begun, and the Fire arrives at AT&T July 25th. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.